Thank you and good morning. The Montgomery County Fair started this week, and Tuesday was the 4-H Dairy and Beef Show. I had a chance to talk to one big winner of the day, Noel Clemens. Noel won champion dairy heifer along with many class winnings.
Well, I'm 11 years old, and I live in Raymond, Illinois. My favorite color is yellow.
How long have you been showing cattle?
Since I was about 2.
Wow, you've been at this for a long time then. What breed of cattle are you showing today?
Holstein.
Because you were in the dairy show, correct?
Yes.
What have you been doing the past couple months to get your cattle ready for today?
Well, practice leading them and washing and clipping them.
What fair are you headed to next?
Probably Bloomington.
And what's your favorite part about the fair?
Just being with the calves and getting ready.
Yeah, getting to see all your friends and stuff?
Yes.
Are you going to have a corn dog today?
No.
No? Don't like them?
No.
Noel is 11 years old and has been showing dairy cattle since she was 2 years old. She lives in Raymond and has been around dairy cattle her whole life, being the granddaughter of Dave Rupert, owner of Our Homestead in Nokomis. Yesterday at the Montgomery County Fair, sheep and goats were being shown throughout the morning. I talked with the sheep and goat show judge, Sue Schaefer, about her background and the livestock at the 2018 Montgomery County Fair.
Well, I'm one of the two high school, or actually now three high school ag teachers at Taylorville. Been teaching 22 years agriculture and am one of the FFA advisors, and actually also help on the family farm raising Angus cattle and farming corn and soybeans.
And I understand that you actually grew up with cattle, but you're judging sheep here today, correct?
Yeah, I grew up in northern Illinois, about 3 hours north of here, and on a Hereford and Angus farm, and met my husband at college and ended up down here teaching ag.
How is the quality of the livestock you saw here today at the sheep show?
Oh, it's really nice. The thing that's really good is the quality of the kids, kids that are excited about their projects, very courteous and polite, and you can tell put a lot of time and effort into what they do every day.
Are you also judging the goat show today?
Yes, I'm judging the goat show starting here at about 11 o'clock, and I believe we've got some boar goats, which are meat, as well as some dairy goats.
And goats have really exploded, it seems like, in the show industry lately. It seems like the last few years you can't hardly buy a goat for less than $5,000 to be really competitive, so that's kind of a crazy thing.
It is, and it has really taken off, and as an ag teacher I've seen it really take off because it's a type of species that doesn't require a lot of space, and there's just a lot of neat things you can do with them. So I think it's something that's going to continue to kind of increase in popularity.
I understand you also coach a local livestock judging team that just recently won a pretty big competition. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we were really fortunate. On Monday, we were the state champion 4-H livestock judging team, which made up Christian and Montgomery County kids. And we had several kids that were there from our county and did extremely well. So now that they won the state championship, they're on to the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo in Denver, Colorado in January.
Well, that's really cool. That stock show is amazing, so I know the kids are going to have a great time out there. What's your favorite part about the fair?
I guess when I judge shows, and I'm judging anything from, you know, a small 4-H show to the Indiana State Fair showmanship and South Carolina Beef Show this year. But any show, it doesn't matter big or small. The biggest thing is getting to have the opportunity to meet kids, talk to kids about their project, and just kind of see what the future of agriculture is going to be like. Because these kids sure work hard, and, you know, as being an ag teacher, they're some of the hardest working kids that sometimes have the most career success because of their dedication.
And what's the next judging stop for you? Any local county fairs?
I don't have anything right down here. I do have a few shows up in northern Illinois, a few cattle shows, a few pig shows, and then right before State Fair it gets really busy, I'll be at the Indiana State Fair judging showmanship, and then I'll have to fly to South Carolina as soon as I get out of the ring with that and get down there. So looking forward to that, and definitely looking forward to working with our judging team and getting them ready for Denver.
That was Sue Schaefer, the 2018 Montgomery County Sheep and Goat Show judge. Thank you to Sue and all the other judges who take the time to judge and teach the youth about livestock. Today, the Open Beef Show will start at 9 a.m. at the Montgomery County Fair. Be sure to support your local agriculture. That's all the time we have today on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.